Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Ms. Bateman, I guess if you can take the roll.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. All members are present either in person or virtually, other than Member Angela Castro. You do have a quorum and the meeting may proceed.
Thank you very much. The first thing on our agenda, of course, is any comments from the public. If there's any public wishing to make a statement, I see no one coming up. We will move on to the only action item that we have on the agenda today, and that is approval of the agenda as well as the minutes. I'm going to go ahead and entertain it in one motion together. Is there one?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. C.H. Miller, second.
Second.
But a second by Mr. Sinnott. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion passes. Thank you very much. We have on here comments by chair committee staff. I just want to thank everybody for being here, and I'm looking forward to this kind of engagement and long-term participation. Any other members of the committee wishing to make any remarks?
Go ahead if you're ready.
Mr. Miller.
I was just going to say welcome to the committee. We appreciate you, appreciate your leadership over the years, and look forward to having you join us. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
And I second that, Mr. Chair, but one thing that I would like to put out to everyone, especially yourself, is that if possible, as we move forward, if we could look at a way that we know a schedule in advance, I think it'll help with the expectations for myself and Dr. T as well with the county, is that if we could have a schedule for the year, there's an expectation, I think, in regards to our meetings lining up with the Stadium Authority, and I just think that'll help all of us. So if that's something we can look at in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. And I will note, I took the initiative to reach out to every member of this committee in advance to talk about how we're going to operate together and have a collaborative and communicative effort. And so to the extent that we have information in advance, we will certainly circulate that and make sure that the committee is all on the same page, ready to go.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other remarks from the committee? We will move on to our only item on here, and I'm going to call Tyler Vanicott. Did I say that right? Thank you. Project Director with Mortensen & Mark. I think he's going to kick it off, and then we'll go from there.
Perfect.
Thank you, Tyler.
Committee members, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today. We're excited to share how we're trending on the ballpark as it relates to community participation and engagement. I'm excited to share with you all today that we are continuing to trend with exceeding the targeted goals and requirements that have been established for the project. As it relates specifically to small business participation, we are currently trending at the 16% targeted objective above the 15% requirement, which equates to roughly about 128 million of SLB firms. We're also continuing to track the funds that are being attributed to MWBE firms, though it is not a stated requirement per SLB. As it relates to workforce diversity, I'm also excited to share that we are currently trending based on our actuals completed to date above the targeted percentage. We're currently trending at the 73% mark of the requirement of 51%. So that includes women, minorities, veterans, and disabled workers. So this is one that we're continuing to, monitor very closely with getting our reporting based off of actuals and certified payroll from our subcontractor community. As it relates to community engagement, we've also been very excited or very engaged in the market. So this both tells a little bit about where we've been as well as, what we've completed here in the last couple of months. So, we had the kickoff held in September of last year. What we'll do is before any significant proposal package is issued to the trade partner community is we'll have a pre-proposal meeting. The intent of that is to make sure that everybody understands both our requirements, the timeline, any nuances within the different packages that are being distributed to make sure that we're pointing out the any pertinent information to that trade partner community so that they have the most prevalent information. Additionally, we've continued to have our outreach events, and we've noted the ones that we've held this year. All of those have had really great participation, which we're excited to say. The most recent one was in August of this year. And Mr. Benane was able to join us for that as well to represent the athletics. For all of those, we have advertisements that go out multiple weeks to months in advance to make sure that we're communicating to the public when those are happening, how they're happening, et cetera. This slide is similar than what we've had in the past, but just sharing the different community engagement partners that we have looked to have different meetings with and to partner with within the community. But specifically, I wanted to speak a little bit about additional outreach that we've done this, you know, past, call it 2 months now, that we're coming up on November, believe it or not. The first one is the Committed to Our Business Community, CTOBC, which was hosted by LAS Airport. We were able to have multiple team members from our JV committee as well as our local group that were able to attend that outreach event. The BizLeak event by the Nevada Business Advisors, I was able to personally attend that event. That was on September 24th, and I spoke about the opportunities, and then we handed out different ways to get engaged. And then on October 15th, the Diverse Contractor Fair that was hosted by NCA's Diverse Contractors Council, we also had participation at that event. So again, the intent here is really that we are communicating clearly to the community about how to get engaged in the project. And that means not only at, you know, we know that there's only so many opportunities at a prime level, but how they can continue to stay engaged as scopes continue to get awarded to our prime trade partners, so that they can continue to see different means of getting engaged as work progresses and continues to get bought out on the project. For vendor registration, we've had 668 firms registered, 148 that have identified as SLB, and 171 diverse firms. Our website is continuously tracked, monitored, and I'm excited to also share that, you know, there's been participation where, you know, different questions about how to get engaged. You know, to me, that speaks to the health of it. If people are asking questions, it means that they're going to it, they're looking at it, and they're asking questions. So I think that that's a positive as well. And I believe that that's all I have for you all today, but I do want to field any questions that you might have before I hand it over to Mr. Bedain.
Members, any questions?
I have a couple, I guess, is that it's been my experience that you've been out at community centers and things of that nature. Is that something that you're keeping track of or that you can inform us of?
Some of the community centers that we engage with, I guess the ones that come to mind are the ones that we shared on the screens. Were you asking about a different one in particular?
No, just I didn't hear you say that there were events, because I know that you've been out doing things or with the Little Leagues, that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess let me speak to how we're supporting that as it relates to the JV. As we continue to move forward with the construction of the stadium itself, we have been getting more involved in the committee as it relates to, for example, 3Squared is an organization where we've been supporting them both with volunteer hours and time, as well as different food bank drives. So just 2 weeks ago, we were able to drop off over 500 pounds of food specific to that organization. But yes, Mr. Shannon, we are continuing to stay engaged at different events as well.
Yeah, and to me, those are important things that you guys should get credit for. I mean,
absolutely.
We need to make sure that people are aware of all those type of things that are being done in the community.
Yep, and I think Mr. Bedain will speak to some of those ways that
The
athletics in particular are also getting involved.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Vanacott?
I think I'm on. And this might be an Ed or Caroline's suggestion, but I think if you did a similar presentation like this to the LVCVA board, they meet the second Tuesday of every month, would be helpful. They get a lot of exposure, and I think it'd be good for the organization. So
we'd love the opportunity to share, you know, the great work that the team is doing wherever we can. So we'd be happy to do so.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Vanacott. Mr. Bedain, I believe you are up.
Thank you, committee, and welcome, Mr. Chairman. Committee Member Sinek, that's a great suggestion. And Committee Member Shannon, you can be my hype man anytime. So thank you for the lead up. Obviously, the A's have been very active out in the community. You have seen it. Thank you for bringing it to the board's attention. Just a couple of numbers. We've been supporting every Little League and softball team for 3 years. We've been at community events for reading events, for classroom reading events. We've been at business events, fan events with a philanthropic aspect to it as well. We've been at various festivals. So we're trying to be all over the community. I'm going to introduce someone in a second who's really responsible for it. But we could use your suggestions, like you mentioned. We don't have all the answers, and if there's things that we can be doing and things you're hearing about in the community that could use our help, whether it's financial or whether it's just awareness, please bring it to our attention. We got a couple today. We got someone from the airport asking us to help us with some of the federal worker shortage needs. We jumped right into that. So we're here, and we're engaged, and we look forward to doing everything we can in the community. We're averaging about 5 to 10 events a week. Just in the last week alone, we had our management team put together school classrooms in a box at PEF and then deliver them at Iverson Elementary School. So our management team was able to do that. We were at Feed the Funnel at Wynn a few weeks ago. So we're getting a chance to be part of some of the things you know about in this community and some of the things that really need our support. We will be at, I think, 4 things tomorrow. We'll be at the Wise Gala. We'll be at the Grant a Gift Autism Foundation at Allegiant. We're at 2 Trunk or Treats, one for Las Vegas Metro. And then I'm forgetting the other one I'm going to look at. Oh, we're at Commissioner Jones's event. So, yeah, thank you. Okay. So we'll be at his Trunk or Treat event as well. The woman who's responsible for all of it, the person responsible for all of it, is sitting with us today. It's not you, Sandy. Don't stand up. Stephanie, would you stand up for a second? So I think some of you know Stephanie Gaywood. She is our Senior Director of Community Engagement, Community Affairs. Some of you have had a chance to work with her, and I look forward to the rest of you. We're in there. She's really been everywhere. If we could clone her, it would be great. But I would like everyone to welcome her because she is the newest member of the Las Vegas community. She moved here 19 days ago, 18 days ago. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she is now in town, and you'll start to see a lot more of her, but we're very fortunate to have her on our team. Happy to answer any questions, happy to take your suggestion, and appreciate the support and acknowledgement of some of the efforts.
Any questions? Ms. Castro.
I have a question. Thank you, Mr. Vinane, and I do know that you guys have been everywhere. Is there, as the community's needs continue to grow, is there a filter or a benchmark or an objective where you're filtering these requests, or are you just taking all and every request?
Well, we certainly have some things that are closer to the organization's pillars. Obviously, youth sports is an enormous pillar for us and supporting the little leagues and those aspects. But anything we can do to help touch this community, I think you've heard me say this before, it's not always about how much you give, it's about being present. So our goal is to be as present as possible, get a number of our members of our executive team on boards so they know where that help is needed and they can get an idea of where we should be spending our time and resources. So any of those suggestions are welcome.
Mr. Sinner.
Yeah, Mark, Bally's recently announced their project Development Around You. I'm sure you're communicating with them on a regular basis, but do you see that as presenting any problems or hurdles for you in the construction of the stadium?
No, we've obviously been working with them for a couple of years. The recent announcement got the attention, but it's a process where their project team and our project team are working hand in hand on everything because there's a lot of elements of the project that overlap. So they've been great to work with. They've been a great partner. We're excited to see what they actually develop over time, and they're in constant communication with us and our project team. But that's a great question.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if you forgive the pun, I know we're in like preseason with most of this stuff, and I'm in a position that I know some of the good things that are going on. Is there a reservoir or somewhere that people can be pointed to say, look at all the stuff they're already doing? Have we started something like that?
We do have it on our website and our app, but we obviously could be doing a better job, and I'll take that feedback back to our team and make sure we can do it. I don't think we're not the type of organization that's necessarily going to pat ourselves on the back as much as might be required, but we'll take that under consideration and do more to be present in the community and let people know what we're doing.
Yeah, and I want to be the one that helps pat you
thank
on
you.
The back, so thank you.
It. Thank you.
Ms. Castro?
I just wanted to say, I know that you have a live cam on your website, mm-hmm. and congratulations on doing that as you work towards being more transparent. So as Mr. Shannon had mentioned, in terms of patting yourself on the back and promoting what you're doing, I do want to mention that I thought that was a great, great idea in proving to the community that this project is real. So, great job.
Thank you.
Anything else? I don't think we have any other questions, Mr. Bedain. I appreciate it. I also appreciated that live cam and the ability to mess with the speed and see that project fast forward. It's fun to watch, so I'm looking forward to seeing it all the way through.
We look forward to hosting the committee for a tour. We'll arrange that at some point in the future, and I think you'll enjoy being out on the site.
Great. Great.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Bedain. I think next up we have Don Burnett.
I should know this from my time in public service. You got to press the button. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Got a slide deck, a very short slide deck, and a few comments. It certainly won't take a lot of time to get through it. But in preparing for this meeting, it occurred to me that this seemed like the right time to start talking about where we're at as a committee, where I'm at in the process, begin the process of pivoting away from STADCO's reports and toward your charge as a committee and my work to support you. And so that's really what I want to focus on this morning. I want to build off the deck and the presentation that Mr. Finger offered back in February by focusing on a few key important things as we embark on our own process moving forward. And I want to start with our charge. And that seems like the appropriate place to begin this discussion. And I've drawn the two references from the statute and the CBA that really speak to the purpose of this committee and our work going forward. The statutory charge, as you see, from Section 23, Subsection 1, is essentially to oversee the implementation and administration of the Community Benefits Agreement. And what I can tell you is that we aren't here to play lawyer. That's not what we're really talking about. I doubt that was the intent of the legislature either. Rather, we're here to focus on the agreement provisions that speak to STADCO's performance and their performance commitments. Several of the key commitments were spoken about earlier today. The agreement, and I shared a copy of the agreement with all of you because it seems important that you have a copy, as we're going to refer to it from time to time going forward. Focus is a little bit more on the intent, and as you see, it's to oversee STADCO's and TEAMCO's compliance with the terms of the agreement. I should pause for a second and note that anyone in the audience who's interested in getting a copy of the Community Benefits Agreement, it's available on the Stadium Authority website. And so I don't know the address, you'll forgive me, but you can check back with staff at the end of the meeting. For me, you know, as we begin to operationalize what oversee compliance means, I wanted to take a moment just to help create a little perspective for the committee moving forward. And my first comment begins with the first point on this slide. And that's just to make clear that under the Community Benefits Agreement, the term of this agreement doesn't begin until the county bond issuance. And so obviously that's a date in the future that the agreement becomes effective. So as we focus on compliance, that really will not be part of my vernacular moving forward until we cross that threshold. And I know that was covered in Mr. Finger's presentation from 3 months ago, but I think that's a really important point that we don't lose sight of. You know, secondly, you know, as we look at overseeing compliance and you look at the points that are shown below, which represents, in my opinion, the lion's share of STADCO's performance commitments under the contract. To me, these items are the foundation of the community benefits program, and I'm assuming that's why you get to these three points on the first page of the community benefits agreement. It's certainly what is going to represent our focus going forward. Obviously, it's been a part of the previous two reports. the reason I share this relative to overseeing compliance is just to reinforce that the reality is that, you know, reaching these performance metrics that are shown here that were reported by Tyler earlier, we're not going to get to that point of determining whether or not compliance is reached until you get to the end of the project, right? When all the hours are put in and all the dollars have been spent on the small business entities. And so in that regard, and I'll get to this in a minute, I really view our immediate work as just really monitoring the performance as been reported. And that, again, is the two items that Tyler spoke to. This was in his presentation earlier. In my opinion, this needs to be part of every MEEG agenda going forward. I'm assuming that's the intent of STADCO, but obviously this is a big project. These are really important community benefit measures, and certainly it's what's going to consume the majority of my time for the foreseeable future. And finally, I want to shift back to what I've been doing. Obviously, I haven't been sitting around since your last meeting in July. I've been doing a lot of work pursuing the charge of the committee and helping to support the reason why you exist. And, you know, that work, as I've represented here, I've called progress monitoring, is really what lies ahead of me and us, the committee. And it begins with the monthly reports that STADCO, through its agent, Mortensen McCarthy, have begun to submit to both the Stadium Authority and I. And the two primary reports are the Small Local Business Participation Report and the Workforce Participation Report. As you imagine, they're slightly more detailed reports that show us in slightly more detail how they have reached the performance objectives, the measures that they've reported on. I've spent a lot of time with representatives from Mortensen McCarthy to understand them the way that they were intended to be read. And I've begun the process of building what I would consider to be a review program that hopefully puts us in a position with time to, you know, reach the goal of the committee, and that's to validate the reported conclusions relative to the requirements of the CBA. And as we saw in the previous slide, it's the 15% SLB threshold and the 51% target worker threshold. Obviously, there's more components to the CBA, and, you know, the living wage component is also one of those pillar components. We'll talk more about that in the future. But it's the things that I've listed below that will at least put me in a position of reporting back to you at a later date, whether or not we can, you know, reach the same conclusions that have been reported that I wanted to just briefly speak to. It's things like reviewing project documents. That's begun already. I've started that. Reviewing relevant construction contract provisions. That also has started, and reviewing payroll data. This is kind of what I've been quietly been doing for the last 45 days. This is part of what I'm going to be doing from this day forward until, you know, this project reaches the conclusion of the construction period. And like the stadium, it remains a work in progress. And the things that I'll be looking at will potentially evolve in time, but to date I have nothing to show for my efforts, not surprisingly, but I hope to be in a position to kind of speak to my efforts reviewing the materials that have been made available to me relative to the reports that have been submitted, and I'm going to establish a goal of at least starting that at your next meeting. So I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I want to say I realize that it's early in the process, and we recognize that we'll get more meat as we progress through, but I appreciate meeting anyway and making sure that we have an opportunity to see projections and see where things are and avoid any surprises by making sure everybody's on the same page regularly. So I appreciate the information. I didn't know if I needed to put on the record, Council, that Ms. Castro has been present, so I wanted to make sure that was on the record.
Our wonderful Board Assistant Sylvia notes the times of additions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? We have none? All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Burnett. I think that is all that we had on the agenda. Next is any public comment, if there is any. Seeing none, I thank you all for being here and for allowing me this opportunity to be involved in this level. I'm looking forward to the engagement for the long term. So for now, today's meeting is adjourned.